getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Oh, yeah, nothing but great old-time records, old-time music here on the show, like we do every week. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, show number 97. We're just three shows away from having 100 of these behind us already. It's amazing how time flies. And I'm going to warn you right now, this is going to be a weird week because I've cracked open a fresh box of records. And when I say fresh, I mean, you know, ancient, and they haven't been played for ages. And I've been busy with the record cleaner and the little spritz bottle here of, what is this stuff? Fanstat record cleaning fluid. Fortunately, I had good sense about 30 years ago to buy several cases of this stuff because you can't really get it anymore. And that's what I used to clean all the records with. And I got a Frankie Yankovic record, goes back to 1948. Not only did I have to clean it with the record cleaner a couple of times, I had to take it down in the sink and wash it a couple of times with hot water and some dishwashing soap to get it clean enough to play. So that's coming up in the show today. We're going to start out with a vintage Little Wally record. A bunch of people here that we've not heard on the show. Maybe you've never even heard of them. That's entirely possible, too. So a lot of things to get to on the Yumpa Hour this week. Let's just start out with, you know, Little Wally is one of your polka legends, made thousands, I'm sure, of records, both of his own band and dozens of other bands. And, of course, he had to start somewhere. And this goes way back to the early days of the JJ Record Company, which was Little Wally's own record label that he started. Here's one of his early ones. It's Little Wally and the Roll Out the Barrel Polka. There you go, an early Lil Wally record there with Roll Out the Barrel here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week we get together here, same place, same time, and just dig out the old-time records and give them a spin here on the show. I don't believe we've heard from this band on the show yet in 97 shows, if you can believe that. This one's actually from 1977, so a relatively new record. That's only, what, like 40 years old. From Cleveland, it's the Dave Retschko Orchestra. Here's the Model T Polka.
Oh,
have the Model T Polka from Dave Rutschko and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And like I told you, we cracked open a new box of records, which doesn't mean new. It means an old box of records, but it's a fresh box as far as we're concerned from the perspective of the show here. And a lot of records I haven't heard for a long time, a lot of records I don't ever remember having heard before. And this is one of those. I think we're going to call this a waltz. If I remember correctly, even though it says Let's Polka on the record, I don't, this is not a happy song. No, I don't think it is. It's Frankie Kramer and the band. This is Jump Off the Bridge.
Why don't you jump off the bridge? Why don't you jump off the bridge? Trouble you've been to me since we have met. You said you loved me, but now you forget. Darling, when you take the leap, not one big tear will I weep. Tell me the time and the place you will jump, and I will have trouble no more. I will give you one more chance to continue our romance. If you just say you love me and promise to always be mine. Now if you don't treat me right, there will be heartbreak in sight. If you continue to trouble my life, darling, just jump off the bridge. Jump off the bridge. Trouble you've been to me since we have met. You said you love me, but now you forget. Darling, when you take the leap, not one big tear will I weep. Tell me the time and the place you will jump, and I will have troubles no more. Tell me the time and the place you will jump, and I will have troubles no more.
That was not a happy song. I don't know where that, you know, old-time music is supposed to be happy music for happy people, and we got these people jumping off the bridge. I don't know. It's Frankie Kramer at his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And as long as we're all depressed about it, the Crybaby Polka's coming up here, so stand by for that. Before that, though, let's talk about World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. Need to put it on your travel list for the coming vacationing season, I guess. Unless you're in the area, you could pop in, or for that matter, you could come in the winter, but a lot of people don't want to do that because, well, that's crazy talk. But anyway, at the World of Accordions Museum, you find, depending which article you read now, as many as 1,700 accordions and concertinas and similar instruments on display there. It's mind-boggling. And along with that, a complete collection of music, advertising, memorabilia, historical data, the history of the people that made all the great music on these instruments. Accordionists have performed at the Art Center there that have come from all over the world. They have a 1,000-seat concert hall. They have, of course, they'll have a new event schedule for 2016 coming out in the spring. So you need to visit them on their website at accordionworld.org. And when you get there, there's the email and the phone and all that, and they will send you the event schedule for 2016. I'm sure they will, and it'll have all the information. So maybe you want to plan a specific time to come when there may be, they have different ethnic evenings, like they'll have an evening of Finnish and Scandinavian. They have an evening of Slovenian and Eastern European with music and history and songs and special guests and jam sessions and all kinds of stuff. You need to check it out. Find out more. It's www.accordionworld.org for a World of Accordions Museum. They're right on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. So pay them a visit when you have a chance. You'll be shocked and amazed. All right, now we're all sad about the Jump Off the Bridge polka. At least this is that was more of a waltz. This is a polka, though, but it's the crybaby polka, but there's nobody crying in it, so we're good. Here's Joe Risitar and his orchestra.
Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry.
A cheerful record about crying. Joe Risitar at his orchestra and the Crybaby Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And, I was just thinking, I heard a Lawrence Welk joke last week, and I thought it would be best if I could tell that joke and tie it in with a song either from the Lawrence Welk Orchestra or at least from Myron Florin or something like that. Then I realized that I had in the stack of records for this week's show the Lawrence Welk Polka by Two Ton Baker. And when's the last time you heard that? I know the answer is never. But you're going to hear it here in just a second, but I have to tell you my Lawrence Welk joke. Guy said he had been invited to play golf with Lawrence Welk once, but he turned him down because he realized Lawrence Welk could only count to two. See, that was time for a rim shot, and if you never saw the Lawrence Welk show, you don't even get it, but I don't care. And if you got it, congratulations. Here's Two Ton Baker. This is the Lawrence Welk Polka.
Let's all dance the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you come along and dance with me? Let's all sing the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you put 1, 2, 3, we're as happy as can be, doing the Lawrence Welk Polka.
Everybody!
Come on now, Lawrence, and dance the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, it's fun to do the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, we know you love the polka.
Pick your partner, here we go, with the one and two and one.
dance, the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you come along and dance with me? Hey, let's all sing the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you come along and sing with me? Let's all do the Lawrence Welk Polka. It's the finest polka in the land. Kick your right foot, 1, 2, 3. We're as happy as can be doing the Lawrence Welk Polka.
Tutun Baker there, the Lawrence Welk Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where I need to remind you, you can always contact us here if you'd like to request a song, or you have a question about a band, or you're looking for a song from a band, or you want me to dig through the records to find something for you. I would love to do that, and you can always email the Oompa Hour, and it's a particularly simple email address. It's just oompahour@mail.com. Can't get much easier than that. So feel free to drop us a note if you get the urge. I'd even write back. So oompahour@mail.com is what you're looking for. As long as we had the Lawrence Welk Polka going, and I had a Myron Florin record sitting here in the stack, I thought, well, it only would make sense to play one. So here's Baruchka with Myron Florin. There you go, the legendary Myron Florin and Baruchka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I told you that we were going to have a really old Frankie Yankovic record, and I don't like to say that, because if you like remember this record from 1948, you don't want to be feeling old, but that's the way it goes. Charlie Was a Boxer was a huge record for Frankie Yankovic, and he's re-recorded it and reissued it many, many, many times over the years since it originally came out back in 48. In fact, you'd originally have purchased this one on a 78, But then right after 48, you know, RCA hit with the 45s in 1949, and everybody started putting everything out on all the speeds. So this is actually a 45 here, but this record was so dirty and so beat up that I cleaned it with record cleaner and my special record cleaning cloth a couple of times, and I thought, this still looks horribly dingy. I took it down and washed it in the sink twice with hot water and dishwashing soap, which makes the collectors just cringe because it generally screws up the label on the record. And they're, oh, you're going to lose the natural lubricants of the vinyl when you do that. I don't care. I just want to play it, okay? So this is the original record that Columbia put out. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks with the Marlin Sisters. And you probably know the story, and it's just a fun song. Here's Charlie Was a Boxer. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks with the Marlin Sisters. Charlie Was a Boxer. And we go all the way back to 1948 for that one. But a classic song that Frankie had recorded over and over many, many times, including many versions where he sang the song himself, didn't have the Marlin Sisters along with him. But a great record and one of the early performances from Frankie. Big successful record. We have never heard from Benny's Harbor Mates on the show. No, I double-checked because I knew, but I checked anyway. So we have them, Benny's Harbor Mates. Here they are. This is the Mailman's Polka.
We'll be right back.
There is Benny's Harbor Mates. That's the mailman's polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, which I guess, you know, if your mail's getting there late, it's probably because the mailman is stomping a dance on his way. Or not, but it's always a possibility. You know, I've realized that as I went through these records during the week and decided which ones I was going to play, I tried to clean some of them, you know, with the little record cleaner and the thing and all that. And I realized that I only cleaned the side that I really intended to play, and the other side of the records are still kind of grimy, and this one I changed my mind, and so I had to quick clean the other side. The terrible, terrible, complex and world of disc jockeys, I tell you. The Harold Steinbach Orchestra, and If You've Got the Coffee Polka. There you go. If you've got the coffee polka, the Harold Steinbach Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's what we do, get together every week right about this time. Sit down for an hour and play records. It's kind of fun, you know. It's probably more fun for me than you because I get to actually play the records. You only get to listen to them, so I get the actual tactile experience of running the record player. I did remember, though, that over the past week, I read two accordion-related stories in the news, and I don't know if you heard these, but it's so rare that accordions come up in the news that I thought I would drop these in here. First, I read one. It was from Canada. They were blaming an accordion for starting a fire in a nursing home. And apparently what happened is that, you know, they had entertainment there, and somebody had sat the accordion down next to a electric baseboard heater. And it heated up so much it melted the plastic buttons on the accordion and filled the place with smoke. I don't think there was actually any flames, but they melted the plastic buttons on the accordion and filled the place with melting plastic smoke. And you know that stinks. And the other one, and this one was more intriguing to me, and I can't remember where it happened. It was in the States, though. It wasn't in Canada. A band director at a high school noticed a strange box had been left in the band room, and he didn't know what it was. And he contacted the school office or whoever, and they became suspicious of this large box. And so they called the police department, who called the fire department, who called the bomb squad, who blocked off the school. They evacuated the school, made all the kids walk to the high school, I guess, a couple of blocks away. This was the middle school, as I recall now. And they had the kids all walk up to the high school, and they had the bomb squad come in, and all, you know, the bomb-sniffing dogs. And they determined that it would be safe to open the latches on the big box that they found in the band room. And they did this. It turns out it's an accordion. It was not a bomb. It was just an accordion. And the band director said, well, I never saw that big box before. I didn't know what it was. And everybody was all freaking out. So there's a couple of accordion stories from the news for you for this week. And with that, we better get back to some music. The Harmony Kings Polka Band. Here's the Springtime Polka. There you go, Springtime Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That's the Harmony Kings Polka Band, and a long time from spring, although today kind of an unusual spring-like winter day here in northern Minnesota. Normally, end of January up here, it's well below zero. We're like 40 degrees in sunshine today. It's like spring out there. Totally weird. I don't know what the heck is going on, but if this is El Nino, I could take a whole lot more of it, which kind of rhymes with this next song, because it's Hey Mr. Nemo, which has nothing to do with El Nino, but what the heck, it's a good excuse to play the Clevelanders Orchestra.
Ladies, man, they love you, ain't it grand? Oh, Mr. Nemo.
Oh!
Hey!
Hey, Mr. Nemo, there's the Clevelanders Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week, getting together and spinning all these great old-time records for you. I should remind you, too, you can also check us out on Facebook, and I believe it's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You got to have that in there. So check it out. Don't post a lot. We get a few more followers. I'll try to remember to post a little bit more often. But in the meantime, check it out and like us anyway, because then we know you're out there. And you can also, you know, make a request there on the Facebook page, too, if you'd like to. And we would also do dedications or whatever. Feel free to get in touch with us, always via email, too. Just oompahour@mail.com. We'll do the job for you. All right, we have the Bukak Brothers, and this is the Oh No Polka. The Oh No Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and there is the Bukak Brothers Orchestra. Mm-hmm. All right, Romy Gaz up next. Man, I'm telling you, this is a day with a lot of the most creative names, I'm telling you. Romy Gaz is up next, his trumpet and orchestra, and the Village Tavern Polka.
Yeah.
There you go. Romy Gaz, his trumpet and his orchestra, Village Tavern Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning great old-time records this week, like we do every week here on the show. That's some pretty good trumpetering there. Polka Land Records did that one out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and I just like to say Sheboygan. Because remember Stan and Doug did a record called Mention My Name in Sheboygan? Have we ever played that? It's not really a polka, but it would kind of fit in. I'm going to try to find that for next week. I better write myself a note. And while I do that, you can imagine you're on vacation, because here's Martin Cerro and the LaValleys. This is the Vacation Polka.
Mother Nature's calling. Outdoors will be great. Now's the time to go, son. Tomorrow may be too late. On my next vacation, gonna hit the road. Get me a travel trailer. Travel all alone. To national parks we'll ride. Through beautiful countryside, trailer hitched on back, man, we're living jack. Swim, fish, and play, or loaf around all day. Any time of day, be happy, be gay. Vacation Land USA.
Vacation Land USA. There's the Vacation Polka with Martin Cerro and the LaValleys. I'm looking here where they're from. They're from Hermione, Pennsylvania. So I guess to them, that's where Vacation Town is, Vacation Land or whatever it is. I don't know. But anyway, there they are as we continue spinning the tunes here on the Oompa Hour this week. I got to remember to look at the clock here so I remember to stop doing this after an hour. Maddie's Brothers up next. This is the Rummy Polka.
La 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 aqui, vi aqui, vi aqui. Miss Sunstera, vi aqui, vi aqui, vi aqui. They all call us, vi aqui, vi aqui, vi aqui. They all call us, vi aqui.
Once more time, boys.
They call that a trick ending just to mess up the disc jockey.
Piaki, piaki, they all call us piaki, 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 they all call us piaki, 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 they all call us piaki, 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 they all call us piaki.
Man, they are just out to mess with me today, aren't they? Huh? The Mateys brothers there, the Rummy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're going to squeeze in one more record here, but we almost forgot to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, we got to sneak in at least one more tune here. Eddie Gronit and his orchestra, this is the PAL Polka.
Thank you.
go. Eddie Grunet and his orchestra there and the Pal Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I was thinking I probably could have got a job with that band, like as the whistleblower, you know? That'd be a good gig to have, I think. What do you do for a living? Oh, I blow the whistle in Eddie Grunet's orchestra. Oh, that's going to do it for another edition of the Oompa Hour already, if you can possibly imagine that.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Until next time, stay happy, everybody!